Hey, everybody. Welcome to a pregame edition of Code Blue, New York Football Giants edition. And I'm your host, Terrence, a.k.a. T-Rock, and we'll be rocking today the Giants, Big Blue, G-Men, the Gents, versus Tampa Bay Buccaneers tonight, Monday Night Football. We got a primetime game, y'all, and we're going up against a familiar foe, Mr. Tom Brady. Yes, the GOAT, playing at a high level at the age of 43. He has his team in first place. Actually, they're tied for first at 5-2 with the New Orleans Saints, who just squeaked by a victory against the Chicago Bears last night, primetime Sunday night game. And Tampa Bay has the chance to go and take sole position of first place and go win a full game on the Saints if they can get a victory over my Big Blue, the New York Football Giants tonight. Okay. In this game, we have a monumental task ahead of us because Tampa Bay's defense is playing lights out. The young nucleus on defense mixed with the veteran leadership of JPP. Yes, that JPP who once manned the defensive line for Big Blue, the 2011 draft pick, JPP. Yes, he's playing. Looks like he's back. He's healthy. He's among the league leaders. He has five. He's coming into this game with 5.5 sacks. A lot of QB hits and some pressure. And JP, I quote, this week said, "I'm going to destroy the New York Giants." He does not forget. He feels slighted, like he was not a washed-up player. No hard feelings, JPP. That was just a business move. He knows that. You know, they bunging Dave Gettleman, and Dave Gettleman wanted to clear some books. I don't think that Dave Gettleman thought JPP was washed up. It was just a money thing. But I wasn't with that trade, by the way. I miss JPP and a lot of other players who went on to play, you know, to have good careers since those trades. And on a sad note, you know, I got to give a shout out to all former Giants. Once a Giants, always a Giants. OBG just suffered a season-ending knee injury. He'll be out for the season. And from what I'm hearing through the league and media outlets, this is possibly OBJ's last and final game that you'll see him in a Cleveland Browns uniform. So, shout out to OBJ. Wish you the best, man. Heal up. Come back healthy. You know, might not get the contract that he's seeking, but he'll definitely be a hot commodity in the offseason for any team to add to their team. He's still playing at a high level. Just didn't quite work out with him and Baker Mayfield, man. But anyway, let's get back to this game tonight. Tonight's primetime game. We have Monday Night Football. You have the New York Football Giants hosting Tom Brady and his Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're coming into MetLife Stadium to try to steal a win. And this is going to be a big task for the Giants, man. Like, listen, I know the Giants have not been playing at a high level, but I do see improvements from game one, from week one to this week, week eight, until week seven. You know, we're going to play. This is our week eight right here. I've seen improvements, man. This team is playing hard under Joe Judge. They're playing hard. Some key pickups in the offseason. Bradberry playing exceptionally well. Still in that offseason free agency. Bradberry's playing well. Some other notable names. The linebackers that we picked up from Green Bay. Blake Martinez and Cockrell. Playing fantastic, man. I mean, they're not the speed linebackers that Pittsburgh have, but Martinez has held his own, man. He's a tackle machine, and that's all you can ask for. Daniel Jones has made his fair share of mistakes. It looks like he's regressed, but I see him improving from a suspect O-line. I mean, the guy's running for his life most of the time, and a lot of these mistakes are on him. He has to learn how to fill that pocket. He sometimes gets locked on one receiver. You got to start using his eyes more to throw up the defense. You know, once he learns how to play with his eyes, because the arm talent is there. He makes beautiful spirals. He throws one of the tightest spirals I've seen. I love Daniel Jones' spirals. He can put the zip on the ball, change speeds. But what he needs to start learning is getting a feel from that pressure from his blind side, both sides. But most times when he gets sacked and loses that ball, it's from the left side. And speaking of his blind side, boy, Mr. Andrew Thomas, the number 4 overall pick, the first left tackle taken off this past draft in April from out of Georgia, was touted as the most pro-ready left tackle. Boy, he's having his fair share of problems. And from what I'm seeing on games, he's learning that The speed of the game is fast, and he's, like, struggling with edge rushers. You know, he has to pick his game up. And I remember when we drafted this young man, Andrew Thomas quoted. He made a quote. And he shouldn't do this. Players should just keep quiet and learn the game, learn how to be a pro, and then hopefully your game will develop. His words were, this is from Andrew Thomas, after he got drafted maybe a month or so down the road, he said, believe me, I'm no Eric Flowers, alluding to the left tackle that we drafted a few years back. That didn't pan out. We got rid of him also. But Andrew Thomas, you can't make a statement like that. And then you're struggling. So to all rookies coming into the league, whatever regardless position that you select, that you play, and whatever draft position that you're selected from, first round, second round, Mr. Irrelevant, my advice is stay quiet. Because if you can't back that up, then you're going to look like, you know, going to look real foolish in the papers. And then with a team sitting at 1-6, and you're supposed to be an integral part of this rebuild, protecting our quarterback's blind side, you got to improve. So Andrew Thomas, I'm sure he's aware he has to improve. Doesn't like his play thus far. But none of the Giants players can be satisfied with their play. Everybody is accountable on this team, but I do see progress. They're getting better. They fight hard. Only two games out of these 7 games the Giants played, have they been, like, beaten by double digits more. Week 1, Pittsburgh beat them by 26-10, I believe. All right, they lost by double points. As you can see, Pittsburgh is a good team. And the Giants have one of the toughest strength of schedules, meaning a lot of teams that they're playing are playing teams that was contending for the playoffs last year who came back pretty much intact with a talented roster. So the Giants have faced a lot of good teams, formidable teams. And the second team that just blew them out the water is the 49ers. 49ers are a good coach. I mean, the 49ers are a well-coached team. You know, kudos to Mike Shanahan. Man coaches well. Loses his starting quarterback. Just knows how to coach that team with missing parts. Plug and play another player, and they win. Even though the 49ers lost a tough game to a division rival yesterday to the Seattle Seahawks, but that's to be expected. Division games are tough. The 49ers are 4-4 and still in that division race. They still have a chance to contend for that NFC West division and to contend for a playoff spot. That's the toughest division thus far, hands down, in the NFL. Look at the winning records. Everybody's above. Everybody in the NFC West is above 500. Nobody wants to tangle with the NFC West right now. They have a strong group of teams with good rosters and good coaching. But anyway, let me get back to the Giants tonight. What can I say, man? Tom Brady's coming in there. He seemed to get on page with Gronk. Rob Gronkowski is starting to pick it up now. And with the addition of Antonio Brown, that's the big headliner. They signed Antonio Brown to a 1-year deal with incentives. And we already know what Antonio Brown brings to the table. He's been off for a long time with this pandemic. Sure, he's been keeping in shape. He's got that competitive juices, that fire. He wants to reinvent himself. This is only a 1-year deal, so he's coming in to prove that he can still play, and I believe he still can. You know, time off for any player is good for the body. He's been out of work for a minute. Now he's back to work, and I'm sure it'll take him maybe a game or two to get acclimated with Tom Brady and a new offense, the verbiage and the language. And this is a big game, man, for the Giants. You got to contend. These DBs, got to contend with AB, Mike Evans, those tight ends. You got the running back, number 27. Excuse me, I forgot his name for now. But everything Tampa Bay got on for is formidable. And that young defense, they're fast. They fly around the pace. So the Giants are going to have to execute. They're going to have to execute on third downs, first downs, second downs, and get themselves a chance on third downs. Short, you know, third and shorts, man. That's what's killing the Giants this year. And you can see that they're a young group growing together, but they have to learn. You know, this is week 8. All right, I understand all 32 teams did not have a regular offseason with a traditional training camp, preseason games. Okay, we get that. There's a lot of other teams that's doing well who did not have that also. So no more excuses for the Giants. I understand. I get it. They got a rookie head coach. They got an old line that's still a work in progress and another rebuild. But so are the Miami Dolphins. Look at the Dolphins with that beautiful win yesterday against the LA Rams. They shut the Rams down. It made Jared Goff look like just average, which he is. Without that play action and a running game, Jared Goff is an average quarterback. Serviceable. I'm not going to say he's a scrub. He can spin the ball. But without that play action, Miami shut him down. Miami is sitting at 4-3. This is another organization who was snake bitten or just with bad draft picks and capital. Couldn't get it right. Still searching for the quarterbacks of the future. Still searching for their franchise QBs since the last great Dan Marino. Look at the Miami Dolphins. I'm going to say that's a signature win for them yesterday. They beat a formidable team who's been contending. The Rams have been a perennial playoff team since they've been under the Sean McVay regime. They've only missed the playoff once, but they've been a steady mainstay in playoff contention. So for Miami to pull that win off, and that was a convincing win. That defense put it on them. Even though Tua Tagovailoa only threw for 93 yards, he threw a touchdown, and he looked the part. He looked ready. You know, he didn't look scared. Bright lights. That kid is used to it. Play for Alabama. Come on. You play for Alabama and Nick Saban, Roll Tide. Trust me. Tua's ready. But this is what I'm saying. Everybody wants to make excuses. I'm on my Facebook New York Giants page with two New York Giants fans and all the Giants zones and fan forums. Everybody makes excuse from all the comments. Oh, give them time. And I agree with you. You have to give this group time. And I say give Dave Gettleman another year. I mean, come on. His draft picks are no worse than Jerry Reese's last final 2 years. I mean, we can't blame him for Saquon Barkley's injury. That happens to everybody in the NFL. You know this is a rough, tough contact sport, and it happens. Okay, Saquon, we lost Saquon for the year. But Daniel Jones has no wideouts to throw to. Slayton, I'm not going to say Slayton is regressed. I mean, Daniel Jones does not have enough time to get him the ball. I still like Slayton. Is he a true wide receiver one? The jury's still on out on that. He's got to produce a little bit more consistent, but he's still a reliable receiver. Everybody know what Golden Tate is going to give you. He's nothing more than a possession receiver at this stage and point in his career. Shep, another slot receiver. Not a physical big body target for Daniel Jones. And like I said, Daniel Jones and that offensive line have been showing progress, but Daniel Jones has to eliminate the errors. The mental clock has to go off. He has to get that ball out. Become check down Daniel Dimes. You know, you ain't got to throw for the home run. Check it down to your running backs. Move the chains. And Daniel Jones, for God's sake, please start running more when you have real estate in front of you. When these teams are giving you a look, a cover two, and everybody's back to you, when them linebackers are not coming up and they're turning it back, Daniel Jones run. That 80-yard run against the Eagles, that could have been 90 and a surefire walking touchdown before he stumbled on his way down, even though we scored later on. Daniel Jones has wheels. And I'm not saying he's Lamar Jackson or Michael Vick, but he's got that Steve Youngest. He can run. And I'm talking about if it's 3rd and 7 and the defense is all playing, got their backs to you and the linebackers, run for that, provided that pocket is open. And start rolling out more. He can throw on a run. Daniel Jones, I believe, with a little more seasoning. He looks the part. He's not nervous. He doesn't look flustered out there when he makes a mistake. That's the one key thing I look at in quarterback. When they make an error, do they hold their head down and sulk and look like they, deer lost in headlights and looking like the game is too big for them? Nah, he keeps finding a way. I slight that kid. He just needs more time. And we got to be patient with Andrew Thomas. The right side is not that great. You know, Will Hernandez just was contracted the COVID-19 virus, and now he's in isolation. So now we most likely we're going to be starting Shane Lemieux tonight, and we're going to see, this is his audition. If Shane Lemieux plays well, will the Giants make a decision and switch, let him play that position and switch Will Hernandez to a different spot? Who knows? The Giants need talent. It doesn't matter wherever they finish this season in their draft position. the Giants better select some offense to help Daniel Jones on. He needs wide receivers. I don't know what's going to happen with Evan Ingram. Do I think he's is ceiling is high? Yeah, I think Evan Ingram is a good talent. He just has to focus more, or he won't be playing for the Giants too much longer. Is he a Kerry Kittles and Kelsey, all of the Kansas Chiefs? No. Those guys are tough tight ends. They catch the ball, and they make a lot of yards after the catch. I just watched Kelsey destroy the Jets yesterday, man. This guy is a monster. Kelsey and Kittles remind me of Mark Bovado's toughness. Like, yo, they don't just catch the ball and go down. You're not taking them down with one hand. Them dudes take you. They drag you across the damn between the hashes. They a lot of yards after the catch with them tight ends. They're a different breed of tight ends. Everybody knows Evan Ingram was brought in. He was drafted because of his speed, you know. But he has to start holding on to the ball in key crucial moments. He has to catch those balls. You know, that Philly game, they're going to look back at that game and say, you know, and they're going to judge him by that. But please, I've seen Hall of Famers drop balls like that early on in their careers. And they went on to have Hall of Fame careers. So, Evan Ingram, hold your head up, man. Just keep working hard, grinding. Keep adding the playbook. You'll get the trust of Daniel Jones. And I love this Giants team. I like the direction. See, I can compare this year from last year, from Pat Shermer and the Ben McAdoo days. I like the fight. In those years under Shermer and McAdoo, besides that 11-5 season, McAdoo took us to the playoffs and we flopped in Green Bay. You know, the Giants, they were playing hard for McAdoo. That is just that McAdoo. Let me just a quick note. McAdoo got the short side of the stick. He got fired because of the fucking big headliner over benching Eli. All right, the man took us to 11-5, and then okay, we had a down season, but give him a chance. That's ridiculous. Like, that doesn't make no sense. He got fired because the ownership felt they had to save face to apologize to Eli Manning. Like, which is ridiculous. Eli was in decline. That's something that you don't do as owners. Don't kiss these players' asses. That's inevitable. Brett Favre got shown the door. You know, it happens. Peyton Manning got shown the door. When ownership thought these players were no longer liable and became a liability, it's au revoir. Sorry, love you, but it's business. I think McAdoo was a good offensive coach, man. If given time, he would have took us, you know. I think he would have improved that team, but that was then. This is now. We're being head coached by Joe Judge, and I like the way the team is fighting. And with the talent that they put together in this roster, I like the pieces. I just went over a lot of teams in the league and reviewed the rosters going by age. I mean, the Giants have a nice nucleus of young players and a nice mix of just the right veterans. And these young guys got to learn from these veterans. They got to pick it up. They got to pick it up quick. So we won't waste these young years. And hopefully Saquon comes back and bounce back from that terrible ACL injury. And he can come back to be the Saquon of old. And we can put this thing together. Just fix that defense. And speaking of the defense, tonight, you draft picks. Mr. B.J. Hill. Mr. Dexter Lawrence, Mr. Dalvin Thomason, you people that's being paid to get the quarterback, to get pressure and hits, do your jobs. You know, these guys were picked early. I believe Dexter Lawrence was taken 17 last year. We took Daniel Jones. I'm sorry, I may be wrong. This is Daniel Jones' second year, first full year as a starter. We drafted Daniel Jones in 2019, number 6 pick. And then right down the line at that 17th pick where everybody said he should have been taken, I think we took Dexter Lawrence. You're my man. You got to pick it up. I read his chart and his bio. Big dude, man. Come on. Stop. Overpower these guys. You got an undersized defensive tackle like Aaron Donald. Undersized. I think Aaron Donald's like 6 feet, 6'1". But you know they say the low man wins the battle. But it ain't just about that. Aaron Donald plays with an attitude. And plus, if you've seen his workouts, he's a beast. He beats most double teams, man, at that size. Dexter Lawrence, come on, y'all. You and Dalvin Thompson, all y'all, BJ, let's go. Get your weight up and show the world what Joe Judge said at that press conference. He want a team that's going to have a team to build the image of this city. New York is tough. We fight. We grimy. We gritty. That's how y'all got to become. Become the city. Let's go. I know you're 1-6. Every team starts at the basement to rise to the top. Y'all got to pick your game up, man. I'm seeing a lot of stuff. I mean, I watch these games. Might win a ball or snap. I'm looking at the get off on the line. Push them linemen back into them quarterbacks. You ain't got to get the sack. We ain't going to get the sack. Push those linemen back into the quarterback's face. Get him out that spot. That's all you got to do with Brady. You get pressure in his face and he got to move. You know he ain't beat nobody. And those corners hold up. Get turnovers like that. Let's go, G-Man. Turn it up a notch tonight. Win, lose, or draw, let's show some competitive fire. Let's go. Big game tonight. Bucks, Giants. Monday Night Football. Who ready? I'm definitely ready, baby. I'm definitely ready. And you know? And on that note, those are my thoughts. Monday Night Football. And oh yeah, tearing this off. Don't forget the trade deadline is, I believe, tomorrow. The deadline is, I think, at 4:30 p.m. Not sure what the Giants are going to make any moves, become big players in tomorrow's trade deadline. I've been hearing whispers about they got Evan Engram. They dangle him. They've been listening for offers. And, of course, some other players also. So nobody's safe. But like I said, I do like this group. I like these picks. I like these players. I like the fight. We're just a few skill position players away on both sides of the ball from being truly able to contend and become and announce ourselves as contenders. Like in this mediocre, godforsaken NFC East or the NFC East, the Giants are still in it. Oh my God. They're 1-6. Philly beat up on the Cowboys. The Cowboys are reeling. They just dropped the 2-6. So Philly now is, if I stand corrected, Philly just improved to 3 wins, 4 losses and 1 tie. And then you got the Washington football team sitting right there, I believe at 1-5 also, or 1-6 with us. Oh, it's just a shambles. It's just chaos in the NFC East this year. I cannot for my life understand what happened to this division. Like, Jesus, my goodness, like the mediocrity of this team. And this is going back into last year. They were terrible last year too. You know, it's like, I looked at that game last night with the Dallas Cowboys and the Eagles. That game was awful to watch, man. It's like, Wentz, remember, Carson Wentz was taken right after Jared Goff in the 2016 draft. And there were like a lot of procrastinators and a lot of NFL experts and scouts and analysts saying that Wentz could have easily went number one. And I look 4 years down the road from 2017, 2018, 2019, both of these guys are entering their fifth year in the league. Neither Jared Goff or Wentz look like they should have been drafted number one or two. You could have took these guys in the second round. Like I'm telling you, Wentz, even though he did enough last night to get the victory, this year he doesn't scare nobody. Like he's like just misfiring all over the place. I don't understand what's up with this guy's game this year. It's a complete turnaround from that season. He was like put in the MVP conversation. Like Wentz's game this year is regressed. And I know he's lost a lot of players to injuries this year, last season, but he's been playing terrible. Like this is why it hurts me that the Giants are just 1-6. How we won a few games here and there. We could be easily sitting at least 3-4, 4-4. It's games we just left out there on the table, man. I mean, the Giants, I know they are looking at this standings like, wow, they are still in it. So if they could just string together some wins, man, because they still got a lot of division games coming up down the road, and we're going to beat up on each other. Somebody's going to go down. If the Giants can just string together like 3 to 4, 5 wins in a row, we can be in first place and fight for that division title. But dare to dream. They got to do it. Got to do it. Get it done. And it starts tonight. I'm sorry. I know this is a fucking, excuse my language. I know this is a tough game on their schedule. But this could be the signature win for the G-Men tonight. If they can pull this off, It's a home game. I understand fans are not in the stands. And that electricity from the fans, the fan energy, you know, I know the players miss this. And it kind of looks crazy just watching these games without fans in the stadium. Like, but when you assimilate noise, fans, noise, crowd, it's not the same. But the Giants still have a job to get done. And if they can pull off this win tonight, this will be a signature win. And it may propel them the rest of the season downward. So that's my thoughts tonight, man. Go G-Man. Get that win tonight. Tom Brady. You're familiar with him. We've beaten him two times when he used to wear the Patriots blue and white, red, white, and blue. He still has that in the back of his mind. Tom Brady is a six-time Super Bowl champion. He's been to nine appearances. He's been to nine Super Bowl appearances, and we robbed him of two. We took two away from him. Tom could easily be holding eight rings. So on that note, G-Men, stick it to Tom Brady tonight. All my Giants Nation out there, big blue forever. We bleed big blue for life. All right, I'm your host, T-Rock, and this has been Cold Blue, New York Football Giants Talk. Catch me on the next episode, y'all. Go G-Men. All right, everybody stay safe out there. Peace. And before we end this segment, let me just give a quick shout out to the sponsor. Choose Anchor Podcast. Anchor Podcast is a free podcast that you can download from your Apple Store or Google Play Store. Free app, fun to use for all beginners trying to start their podcast. Sign up and download Anchor and start your podcast for free. You can customize it. You can add ads, sponsorships, monetize your podcast, and just be creative with it. Choose Anchor on your Google Play or App Store today.